The coming reign of God will involve unexpected reversals of fortune with judgment rooted in mercy. Jesus tells a parable in which the one who humbles himself is exalted, and the one who exalts his own righteousness is humbled. The Holy Gospel for the 20th Sunday after Pentecost is recorded in the Gospel of St. Luke, the 18th chapter. Jesus also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and regarded others with contempt. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, was praying thus, "God, I thank you that I am not like other people, thieves, rogues, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all my income." But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even look up to heaven, but was beating his breast and saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." I tell you, this man went down to his home justified rather than the other. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, but all who humble themselves will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord.
Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. You just saw an example of I have bad vision. I tripped on myself getting up that step. For the last couple of years, I've noticed that my vision is getting poorer, and I knew that the day was coming when I'd have to have cataract surgery. Well, now that day has come. It's getting harder and harder for me to focus on things, see clearly, and especially now I don't like driving at night anymore because it's just too hard really to concentrate and see. Because of that, next month now I go in for a consultation and then I will have cataract surgery, and hopefully by the end of the year, my symptoms will have resolved themselves. Because right now I'm on a couple of different kinds of eye drops because I notice that I have a lot more eye strain. I'm trying to focus, concentrate, and my eyes are a lot drier. It's just not very comfortable. And sometimes my eyes even hurt. And because of that eye strain, I'm on these drops to help me with that. Well, in our gospel text this morning, we encounter a different kind of eye strain. And I'd like to go through this morning the prayers of those two men. Now, one thing they have in common, it says in the gospel text today, the two men went up to the temple to pray. So they both go up to the temple. So that they have in common. But it's not really the same. The first man is a Pharisee. Now the Pharisee enjoys an elevated position in the society in which he lives. He's a man of authority and power and prestige. And because of that, he is in that elevated position. And so it's nothing new for him to go up to the temple to pray. The other man, the tax collector, well, he's really at the lowest rung in the society. He is not valued. He's despised. He's kind of an outcast, but he's there. And so for him to go up to the temple to pray is quite a change for him, because he is at the bottom and he is not considered a member of the community. So anyway, these two men go up to the temple to pray. First, we have the Pharisee. And of course, any prayer needs to start with that first word, God. And so the Pharisee in prayer begins his prayer. God, I thank you that I'm not like other people, thieves, rogues, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all my income. I'd like to read it one more time. And this time, listen for the eye strain. Oh God, I thank you that I am not like other people, thieves, rogues, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of my income. That's an interesting prayer. As soon as he says that first word, God, what is the next word? I. And the rest of his prayer is all about himself. He doesn't really ask God for anything. He basically just tells God how good he is. That's his prayer. It's all about himself. The Pharisee is suffering from eye strain. Then we have the tax collector. His prayer also begins with the same word, God. But the rest of it is very different. Be merciful to me, a sinner. The difference is he makes a request of God. He asks in prayer for mercy because he knows that God is the one who can give him that. And God does. God gives him mercy. And so as he goes down from his prayer, he's been lifted up in his spirit, knowing that God has heard him and that God is going to be merciful to him, that God is going to look upon him with mercy and accept him as he is. The Pharisee goes down with nothing, because he never thought he needed anything. He didn't need God because he was already at the top of his game, at the top of his world. One could almost say he thought he was like God. Our gospel today is really, I think, retold by Martin Luther. During the Reformation, Martin Luther said this. He talked about the Pope. Now, the Pope, of course, is at the very top, the most elevated position there is in the society. The Pope was the ultimate authority, had the ultimate power. And then Luther talked about the digger of the ditch. Now, the digger of the ditch is literally below ground. And so there you have a tremendous contrast between someone at the very top and someone that is actually below the ground. And what did Luther say? In God's eyes, they are both the same. No one is better than the other one. In God's eyes, they are the same. And that statement got him into much trouble. But yet that statement is the truth. Before God, you and I are all the same. This morning, I'd like to go back to the psalm for a minute. I think the psalm this morning has a beautiful image. It talks about a sparrow. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest in which to lay her young. By the side of your altars, O Lord. That's a wonderful picture. Sparrows for us are kind of a disposable bird, aren't they? They're just kind of there. They don't have beautiful feathers. They don't have a regal nature. They're just kind of there. And same with a swallow. Nothing to get excited about. But what is true about them? They have found a home, a place to live beside the altar. So they are just as near to God as anyone else. And that gives me comfort. Because in my life, I know I am far from perfect. I have a lot of problems. You all do. We all do. And so today we're told, don't pretend you're something you're not. Be free to be you. Because God loves you the same. And God values all of us the same in the body of Christ. And so today we're thankful for this God who comes to us and has mercy on us and values and loves us. Thanks be to God. Amen.